What if one piece of content could become a podcast episode, a YouTube video, a LinkedIn post, and several social media clips? In 2026, that's exactly why small businesses are starting podcasts. Today, we'll explore some of the biggest podcasting trends and what they mean for small businesses. One of the biggest trends is the growth of niche podcasts. Instead of broad topics, listeners are increasingly interested in looking for content tailored to their specific interests. With millions of podcasts available today, people have become more selective about what they spend their time listening to. Rather than choosing a podcast that covers many different topics, audiences often prefer content focused on one specific area that matters to them. For example, someone interested in running may choose a podcast about running injuries rather than a general health podcast. The same applies in business. People are often looking for information that is directly relevant to their work, industry, or challenges. This trend benefits small businesses because they don't need to reach everyone. They only need to reach the right audience. Being specialized becomes an advantage. A physiotherapist could create a podcast about sports injuries while a marketing agency could focus on social media tips for local businesses. The best podcast topics are often found where a company's expertise overlaps with a customer's needs and interests. But attracting the right audience is only the first step. Once people start listening, the next challenge is building trust. Podcasts feel more personal than traditional advertising. One reason they continue to grow is that they create a very different relationship between businesses and consumers. When someone listens to a podcast, they might spend 20, 30, or even 60 minutes listening to the same voice. That creates a level of familiarity that is difficult to achieve through advertisements or social media posts. Unlike a polished advert, a podcast allows businesses to share stories, experiences, challenges, and lessons learned. This makes communication feel more authentic and human. This is especially valuable for small businesses because they often rely heavily on trust and personal relationships. A podcast gives customers the opportunity to get to know the people behind the business. A podcast feels more like a conversation than a sales pitch, and that helps build credibility over time. Once trust has been established, businesses can use podcasts in another powerful way, creating content from multiple platforms. Podcasts are no longer just audio. More creators are publishing video podcasts, or vodcasts, on platforms like YouTube and Spotify. This trend is changing how businesses think about content creation. Instead of creating separate content for every platform, businesses can record one podcast episode and repurpose it in several different ways. A single episode can become a YouTube video, LinkedIn content, Instagram reels, TikTok clips, website content, and even newsletter material. This is particularly useful for small businesses because marketing resources are often limited. Rather than creating content from scratch every day, businesses can get much more value from a single recording session. One 20-minute podcast could generate weeks of content across multiple channels. Another important development is AI. New tools can help with editing, captions, and content ideas, making podcast production easier and more affordable than ever before. To sum up, podcasting is becoming more niche-focused, more authentic, and more versatile through video. The common theme across all of these trends is accessibility. Podcasting is becoming easier to produce, easier to distribute, and easier for audiences to discover. For small businesses, this creates new opportunities to share expertise, build trust, and connect with customers without needing a large marketing budget. If you run a small business, think about this. What knowledge, expertise, or experience could you share with your customers? That could be the starting point for your own podcast. Thanks for listening. Hopefully these trends have given you some ideas for how podcasting could fit into your own business.